You're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Hurricane Dorian is moving very slowly off the southeast coast of Georgia at this hour. Thousands of people have fled the six coastal counties under mandatory evacuation orders from the governor. Early this morning, a few people watched the clouds and rain roll into Tybee Island. Surfer Paul Hughes was there to check the waves.
That's a little bit crazy, but it's just been too much wind, and you know, we're waiting for the hurricane kind of a swell to come in and try to do a little bit of surfing. It's been a little bit rough, though.
Hughes ended up not surfing due to the size of the waves this morning. Here's what we know about Hurricane Dorian's impact on Georgia. Many parts of the state won't even notice a hurricane is going by. It's mainly going to impact coastal communities. This evening and overnight, people on the coast can expect tropical storm force winds, heavy rain, a storm surge. And GPB's Emily Jones joins me now to give us an update from Savannah. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi. Thanks for joining me, taking time out. You've had a long day already. What is the weather like in Savannah at the moment?
Well, it's stormy. It's been windy all day. It's been raining off and on all day and just kind of deteriorating as the day goes on, which of course we expect to continue overnight.
And what is the Georgia coast expecting to see tonight?
What they've said to us is about 24 hours of impacts from the storm starting earlier today through about midday tomorrow, and that's including storm surge of about 3 to 5 feet above ground, as well as strong wind. The predictions for the wind vary depending on where you are, but it's are in the neighborhood of 40 to 70 miles an hour in most places, with stronger gusts. And, of course, that is tropical storm force winds.
Yeah, that's serious weather, and we've also been hearing a lot about the storm surge and expected flooding. What precautions have been taken about the water?
Well, the evacuation is, of course, the biggest precaution, just getting people out. On Tybee Island, the dunes are the first line of defense, really, against water coming in from the ocean. So spaces that there are in the dunes are a big problem. And I talked to Tybee Mayor Jason Bilterman about that.
The surge tends to come through any gaps, just like a broken dam. You don't want that to happen, so we had to fill in those gaps.
And they did. There's large piles of fresh sand that they've put in places that were gaps in the dunes. And then the other problem on Tybee is the back river, sort of the backside of the island, which is where storm surge can come up, and there isn't really any protection. There aren't dunes. And a lot of those places are the areas that flooded during Hurricane Matthew. And there's not really much to do to prevent that, to protect those houses, other than elevating the houses, which most people haven't done yet. Federal grants for people to raise their houses just recently came through, so people haven't really had a chance to actually elevate those houses and get them up above the floodwaters yet.
Emily, we've been hearing that thousands of people have evacuated, but a lot actually haven't, and they've stayed. So what is the mood there? Are people scared or worried?
Everyone is kind of in wait-and-see mode at this point. Folks that I've talked to don't seem super worried. There's this kind of sense that it's not really as bad as previous hurricanes, although, of course, we don't know how bad it is just yet. I did speak with one gentleman on the beach at Tybee this morning who was sort of iffy about whether he was going to leave, and then he saw the high water this morning and said he was likely going to evacuate.
Lots of people in Georgia are seeing gorgeous sunny skies outside their windows right now. It's so hard to believe that there's a hurricane so close. So will people in cities like Atlanta or Macon, Athens, maybe even Augusta, see any sign of Dorian?
Not really. Most of the state is expected to have clear skies today, tonight, and tomorrow. The forecast does show that tomorrow some rain is possible as far west as like Vidalia and Dublin, as well as along the South Carolina border.
Well, we certainly hope that Dorian stays well off the coast. GPB's Emily Jones is in Savannah. Emily, thank you for giving us an update on Hurricane Dorian, and please stay safe yourself.
Thank you.
And if you'd like more information about our coverage of Hurricane Dorian, we're updating things at our website, gpbnews.org, and on our social media at gpbnews.